Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to hear from some novelty orchestras, celebrate summer, take a trip, do some dancing, and put our mind at ease. Last week, I was listening to some vintage novelty solo piano recordings and thought, well, how about a segment of novelty songs by novelty orchestras? Well, here it is.
Where'd you get those pretty eyes and flaming red hair? Red-headed baby, you lovable child. When I'm around you, I can't behave. Sweet little stranger, I know that red means danger. My pulse is jumping, my heart's beating fast. Ain't that a positive sign that I'm falling in love by the heavens above? Oh, red-headed baby, be mine.
And blue, roll up your socks and put out your chest and do what I always do. Give yourself a pat on the back, a pat on the back, a pat on the back, and say to yourself, here's jolly good health, I've had a good day today. Yesterday was full of trouble and sorrow, nobody knows what's gonna happen tomorrow. So give yourself a pat on the back, a pat on the back, a pat on the back, and say to yourself, here's jolly good health, I've had a good day today.
Thank you. a man of mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. Now if your path at midnight dark by a graveyard goes, and someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Bose. Or on some dark and stormy night while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, he gets in everywhere. Now some night, he might wait for you upon the stairs. So when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. By the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Mose. Now if at dawn of an early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, perhaps a clarinet or a bass horn or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, but there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose.
Radio All-Star Novelty Orchestra, a pseudonym for Harry Reeser and their rather raucous rendition of Mysterious Mose from around March 24, 1930. The vocalist is unidentified, but the composer of Mysterious Mose is Walter Doyle, who also brought us Egyptian Ella and the Headless Horseman. Before that, it was Harry Barth's Novelty Orchestra and There's a Bend at the End of the Swanee, written by Louis Brough, who also brought us Underneath the Mulberry Tree, Keep It Under Your Hat, and I Want My Mammy. Harry Barth played tuba in Ted Lewis's band, but made a fair number of recordings under his own name, mostly for Pathé Actuel. There's a Bend at the End of the Swanee was recorded in September of 1924 and was preceded by Paul's Novelty Orchestra around July 5, 1930, and Give Yourself a Pat on the Back. Give Yourself a Pat on the Back was written by Ralph Butler and Raymond Wallace and was sung there by Frank Luther. We began that novelty set with Fred Hall as Arthur Rivers' Novelty Orchestra, with Arthur Fields providing the vocal on How's Your Uncle. That Harmony 78 was recorded September 30th, 1931. Now, I have absolutely no idea why this came to mind this past week. No, really, I don't know what prompted it, but I happened to think to myself, why not play some songs about Argentina? So, for no particular reason, we're going to take a musical trip to Argentina, beginning with the Atlantic Dance Orchestra.
Thank you. moving merrily, skipping leisurely down an Argentine. There's a girl I long for, she's the one I'm strong for. Dreaming hastily, scheming lazily down an Argentine. Ornamental flowers, sentimental hours. We'll enjoy again, live in love, and then happy we will be. Pray for my returning, love will soon be joining. There'll be no more yearning down in Argentina.
I don't know what happened to the last syllable in the title of that song there. Maybe Argentine is easier to rhyme than Argentina. But that was Bob Herring and his orchestra as the Dixie Daisies and Down in Argentine from around July 13, 1928. The vocalist is unidentified. Before that, it was Antonio Lopez and his orchestra as the Argentinians and Cigarette from a Crown 78 waxed in 1931. And we began our little musical trip to Argentina with the Atlantic Dance Orchestra and Argentina from an Edison Diamond disc waxed September 27, 1922. We just went musically to Argentina, where the national dance is the tango. Again, I don't know why I would have thought of this, but as the saying goes, it takes two to tango. So for no particular reason, here's a set of tangos, beginning with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Thank you. Leo Reisman and his orchestra, July 22, 1923, and Havana. Havana was written by bandleader Abe Lyman and his violinist John Schonberger. Abe Lyman also recorded Havana in 1923, just 5 days after Reisman, but that effort was rejected. They gave it another shot on August 8th, and that take was issued. Both Reisman's and Lyman's recordings are instrumentals, but there are lyrics, which were written by Melvin Schonberger. The Schonbergers' far more popular tune was 1920's Whispering, which was recorded by Paul Whiteman and a bunch of other bands, including the Green Brothers, Art Hickman, Ben Selvin, Fred Van Epps, and Harry Raderman. Before Havana, it was the Argentine tango Julian, performed there by the Denza Dance Band from a Columbia 78 waxed in January of 1926. Julian was composed by Argentine violinist and bandleader Edgardo Donato, born in Buenos Aires on April 14, 1897, into a musical family. Julian was Donato's first hit and was written for Uruguayan drummer-bandleader Julian Gonzalez. Donato formed his own band in 1927 called Orquesta Típica Donato Zerillo, which was advertised as the Nine Tango Aces, the most striking native tango orchestra ever heard. We began our little tango festival with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Tango Americano from his first session after returning to Victor on September 30th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robinson, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Now, summer officially began here in the Northern Hemisphere last week, but we haven't really had summer weather here in Southern California until this weekend. So here's a set of summer songs, beginning with the California Ramblers.
Ha ha ha! good old summertime. In the good old summertime. Strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign that she your tootsie wootsie in the good old
under starry skies. One summer night you gave me a thrill. I feel it still, and I always will. And then came a night when you said farewell, there in the pale moonlight. That's why I always pray with all my might you'll come back one summer night. Thank you.
We began that set of songs dedicated to summer with the California Ramblers and Frank Harris vocalizing on Too Many Kisses in the Summer from December 10, 1926. Too Many Kisses in the Summer was written by Billy Rose and Al Dubin. That was followed by Joe Herlihy and his orchestra from an Edison Test record made at the band's last recording session, October 11, 1927, and Don't Forget When Summer Rolls By. Next, with a nice slide whistle solo, was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with Louis James taking the vocal honors and In the Good Old Summertime from June 7, 1928. In the Good Old Summertime was composed in 1902 by minstrel singer George Evans, and it was first performed by vaudeville singer Blanche Ring in her Broadway debut in the show The Defender, which opened at the Herald Square Theater on July 3, 1902, and ran for 60 performances. Ren Shields wrote the lyrics. We finished up with the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin band, and One Summer Night. That Columbia 78 was recorded April 25, 1927, just 3 days before Roger Wolf Kahn recorded it for Victor, with Henry Garden doing a much more warbly and dramatic vocal. Last week, a friend mentioned a blues song called You Don't Know My Mind, which is outside the focus of this show, but here are some vintage mind songs, beginning with Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Thank you. Never cease to find our clouds with silvery fleece are lined when the lease is signed for a home of our own. What if troubles brew, joy will bubble through, and we spelled capital W, we'll have peace of mind, hand in hand and alone. Life will be rosy, comfy and cozy, happy the livelong day. Work will be pleasure, and at our leisure, we'll kiss the blues away. When we've done the task, in the sun we'll bask, and wonder what anyone could ask, more than peace of mind in a home of our own.
We began that mindset of songs with Ted Weems and his orchestra and the bouncy Nothing on My Mind, written by Ted Fiorito and Gus Kahn. The vocal on that April 5, 1928 recording was by Parker Gibbs. Next, it was James P. Johnson as Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra with James P. on piano and one of his own compositions written with Perry Bradford, Put Your Mind Right on It. That Columbia 78 is from March 5, 1929. We finished up with Dick Robertson with Bob Herring as the Colonial Club Orchestra on April 19, 1929, and Peace of Mind. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.